Armandoxy for today. On the sixth day of Christmas, your true love may give you six geese a-laying, but for most of us, we will be receiving a turnover on the page of the calendar. It's the end of the old year and the beginning of the new one. And in the interest of religious neutrality, the convention for identifying time has become BCE, before the Common Era, and CE, Common Era. Some will remember when another convention was used, BC, before Christ, and AD, Anno Domini, that is, in the year of the Lord. The majority of the planet marks time in reference to the birth of Jesus Christ. The New Year celebration is a mark in time, a convenient point to reflect on the past and plan for the future. You have done this many times before, at this turning point of the old year into the new one, but this year, you are on a journey through Advent. You have been awakened to the teachings of Jesus. As you reflect on the past, include your preconceived notions about Jesus, which may have fallen by the wayside as you've come in a closer relationship with his words and teachings. Use your journals and reflect on how this new understanding moves you into a new day and into a new year, and the changes it brings to your new year. We end with the final verse, the 24th hour of St. Nersa Shnorhali's Confession of Faith. Glorious Lord, receive the prayers of your servant and fulfill my requests that are deemed good. Through the intercession of the Holy Mother of God and St. John the Baptist and St. Stephen, the first martyr, and St. Gregory, our illuminator, and the holy apostles, prophets, doctors of the church, martyrs, patriarchs, hermits, virgins, and all our saints in heaven and on earth. Unto you, indivisible Holy Trinity, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.